At our next meeting 2 weeks later, Carol proudly walked in with a sheet of paper listing her first stock purchases. She said, "The stocks are just so we can start talking again. I really want to start buying rental properties. I promise I won't ask you any more real estate questions until I have my first property." She kept her word. Within the month, Carol found a small rental house, made an offer, and had it accepted. Not having much money of her own, she asked an investor who she knew well if he would become her partner on this investment. He said yes, and Carol was on her way. Since then, she has bought a host of other investments, including single-family homes and condos, as well as several apartment buildings. Today, she is a very active investor, and we talk a lot. Carol admitted to me that in her mind, she was taking action by asking so many questions. The light went on for her when she realized it had been 2 years and she had nothing to show for it. By asking questions again and again, she convinced herself that she was in the game, but it was really an excuse to not take action. So the moral of the story is there is talk and there is action, and showing up is taking action. What about Janice? We had just started to move out of the kitchen and toward our study area when my home phone rang. It was Janice. I put her on speakerphone so we all could listen. "I just wanted to let you guys know I was thinking of you," she said loudly. "I know I should be there, but I have great news." "What's the great news?" Leslie asked.